Hey there, everybody. Just a little video here on comparing the famous people who were supposed to die on 9/11 versus the famous people who actually did die on 9/11, using air quotes. Okay, so there's a list here. I'm not claiming to have done this research myself. This is from shoestring911.blogspot.com. And it's just interesting when you compare all of these famous people who allegedly were supposed to be on, flight 11, flight whatever flight it was, all the 9/11 flights, all these famous people who were supposed to be on them, but allegedly changed their plans at the last minute for a variety of excuses. A lot of them are just totally unbelievable excuses. Some of the famous people, including, yes, okay, Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy, supposedly on Flight 11. Okay. He went out with a few faculty members after giving a lecture at Rhode Island, at a college in Rhode Island, and had a hangover. So he rescheduled his flight and exchanged tickets for a seat on another flight. I missed it by 10 minutes, says MacFarlane. It was very, very fortunate. Yeah, whatever.
They come back to the future, and he looks in his laptop. He goes, let's see if it worked. Let's see if the time, let's see if it worked. There it is, 9/11. We made 9/11 happen. High five. And he then says, you know, I suppose taken out of context, that probably wouldn't look very good, would it?
You have a connection to 9/11 as well, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I was booked on the first flight that hit the tower, and I was drinking the night before, overslept a little bit, in conjunction with the fact that my travel agent screwed up the itinerary by about 15 minutes, and so I arrived 10 minutes late to get on the flight.
Otherwise, you would have been on
drinking ever since.
Exactly. That was exactly, Lauren.
Cheers to that.
For 7:45, and this was coupled with the fact that my travel agent had written 8:15 on the itinerary that I had, mm-hmm. So it was like a half hour off anyway, and I'm right. Already running late.
For the fact that my travel agent screwed up the itinerary by about 15 minutes.
So my travel agent had written 8:15 on the itinerary that I had, mm-hmm. So it was like a half hour off anyway, and I'm...
Yeah, whatever, Seth MacFarlane. I mean, who's counting, right? 15 minutes, 30 minutes. It's a made-up story. So it's hard to remember the details when you're making shit up all the time. Like Seth MacFarlane always does. This guy is a pathological liar, and you can tell he's lying in this interview. Mark Wahlberg, another person that Seth MacFarlane would later go on to work with on movies such as Ted. Hollywood actor, famous for starring in movies such as Boogie Nights, Perfect Storm. Just before 9/11, he was in Boston for a children's charity. Perfect. He ran and was scheduled to return to Los Angeles on September 11th on Flight 11. But a friend of his told the National Enquirer, the most trusted news source, the day before he changed his mind. Therefore, instead of flying to LA on Tuesday, he decided to leave Boston Monday night, flying to New York to spend time with friends before flying back to L.A. The last-minute change of plans meant Wahlberg avoided being on the plane. What a quinky-dink. There's so many. Oh, back to MacFarlane. MacFarlane's account is contradicted by an FBI document that lists many passengers who canceled reservations for Flight 11. While MacFarlane suggested that he was intended to take Flight 11, but arrived at the airport too late, the document states he actually canceled his reservation at 6:34 a.m. on September 11th, more than an hour before the plane was scheduled to take off. Okay. Julie Stoffer, cast member of the reality show The Real World, supposed to be on Flight 11, but she had an argument with her boyfriend. Eva LaRue, who starred in the ABC soap opera All My Children and CSI Miami, Apparently with her husband. On the night of September 10th, the couple decided to switch their flight. Edward James Olmos, who starred in a TV show Miami Vice, he was supposed to take flight 11, and he decided to take a flight on September 10th instead because he was feeling exhausted. Does that make any sense? He left early because he was exhausted? Okay, whatever. I mean, none of these make sense. Anne Hesh, who starred in movies such as Donnie Brasco and Volcano, was supposed to be on flight 11. She had considered taking the very flight 11 back to LA, but after the book signing, was asked to do a signing in Toronto as well. Consequently, went to Toronto. Now she shudders at the thought of how close she came to death. Whatever. Actress Jamie Presley also appears to have been booked on Flight 11, but canceled her reservations at the last minute. Okay. I canceled it at the last minute. And that turned out to be the first plane to hit the World Trade Center. I didn't want to get up that early. British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, who does the homosexual, whatever, homoerotic, really closeted gay stuff all the time on movies, supposedly supposed to be on Flight 11. Baron Cohen told friends he was booked on Flight 11, but luckily missed it. How convenient. Julia Child, the famous chef, supposedly on Flight 11, along with her assistant. And what's her reasoning for missing the flight? Oh, she agreed to do a different video shoot the day before. Okay. Bobby Farrelly, the director and producer of Hollywood movies such as Dumb and Dumber, There's Something About Mary, and Me, Myself, and Irene, was living in Boston and made a reservation on Flight 11 because he had to attend a test screening of his latest movie in California the night of September 11th. But on September 9th, he was phoned by Tom Chirac, a partner at Revolution Studios, who invited him to a dinner, and he decided to change his schedule. I mean, the list goes on and on here. And when you compare the alleged celebrities who were all supposed to be on these flights, on Flight 11 and others, to the actual celebrities who died, air quotes again, celebrities who died on 9/11, there's hardly any real celebrities who died. And the reason being, because the flight's not real. The only celebrity, air quotes, who died was David Angel, the producer of Frasier and Wings, who happened to write into a Frasier episode, American Flight 11, 1030. I mean, that's the only person who supposedly died on this flight who isn't sketchy as fuck.
We're getting an extra day of rehearsal, so I'm coming in tonight instead of tomorrow. American Flight 11, 1030. Can't wait. Bye. See you at 1030, Flight 11. Love you. Bye.
Another interesting thing about David Angel, before writing these prophetic words regarding Flight 11, 1030, American, the flight he allegedly died on, 9/11, he worked at the Pentagon. How coincidental. I mean, it's so coincidental. Steve Thompson, assistant animator at Walt Disney, who had also participated in a humanitarian thing earlier, the Canada to U.S. AIDS vaccine bike trek. They always do this. They always have these little phony AIDS walks or AIDS vaccine bike treks or little retarded children fundraiser events that they attend, supposedly. Anyway, he changed at the last minute and flew to LA a day early. Here's kind of an interesting one. He wasn't supposedly on the plane, but get this. Rob Lowe, the 51-year-old Parks and Recreation actor, said he boarded a flight with the 9/11 hijackers just 2 weeks before the terror attacks in New York City, the Pentagon of Pennsylvania. Lowe believes the flight was a practice run for the terrorists. The Attorney General of Maryland contacted the actor to let him know that he might have to testify in a trial for one of the terrorists because Lowe was on an aircraft where they were practicing their route before the attacks took place. I flew with the 9/11 hijackers on the dry run without realizing. I was shooting the West Wing in D.C. at the time, and I took the flight that leaves Dulles to Los Angeles that they eventually put into the Pentagon. It was 11 days before 9/11. I made the flight a lot and didn't think anything of it. I got on the flight and it was packed. Small plane. Looked around the cabin. Don't remember anything in particular. Nobody looked scary. Nobody looked like a terrorist. It looked like a normal flight. So, I think the massive number of celebrities that they're bringing into these stories, some of them are knowing and some are unknowing. I mean, I don't know. Rob Lowe's pretty stupid, so it's possible that he was just, you know, played and they called him. But it lends credibility to the fact that these flights were real. That's the whole point of having all these notable celebrities supposedly on the airplanes. You can't actually have real celebrities dying because the flight never took place. That makes it seem like the flight's real. People believe celebrities. People look up to celebrities. If you hear a celebrity was involved in something, it lends credibility to the event. So by bringing in Rob Lowe, Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, all these people, it makes it seem like it's real, when in fact, obviously it isn't, because you compare the people who were supposed to have died versus the people who actually did die, and you have practically nobody who did die versus hundreds of people in entertainment industry who were supposed to have died. So right there, you just know this event is fake. Here's one of the most interesting aspects of this. When's the last time I was on an airplane, I was crammed in between a couple of people. The entire plane is completely full. But on 9/11, they're all half full, essentially. They're essentially half full. Full. Give me a break. No airplanes since the early 90s have ever flown half full. I mean, there's a few exceptions. However, people are crammed in like sardines on airplanes. And you want to tell me and the American people that these all four airplanes were essentially half full passengers? Give me a break. Okay? The story sucks.